Hello and welcome to Head Wreck, the show where we talk about the things that are wrecking your heads and the things that are wrecking our heads. I'm John Bird, as always, and with me, as always, is Alan Ryan. Say hi, Alan.
Hi, Alan.
Every time. He loves it when I do that. We hope you're all doing good, and as always, you can connect with us and chat with us and tell us your woes and head wrecking issues at the lads at headwrecked.com, and on the socials, they can get us at
head_wrecked, and that's wrecked
it.
With a W, just to clarify that.
That is, it is. So it's been a tumultuous week, or whatever we use. I don't know. I don't even.
That the noise you make when you walk on leaves.
Yeah. No, who's that's Russell, isn't it? He does that.
He does. Yeah, Russell yeah, Leaf.
Russell. He's very good at that. So at this, before we recorded this one, I put it out there to our populace as to if they had any head wrecking woes, and we asked them to DM us, and we got one.
Anna, just before you go into it, I do want to just bring attention to, we are now international. We have listeners from everywhere in the world, not just Cavan and Limerick. We have them further afield. Donegal, no. We have the people from Asia, South Asia, East Asia, West Asia, North Asia,
yeah,
Central Asia. They're all different parts of something, as far as I know.
They are, yeah. And this week alone, I mean, should we even be talking about this? It sounds like a brag, but I think it's not a brag. We're just happy. So we've got Ireland, obviously, you've got the US, we've Czech Republic, Japan, Philippines, Poland, Russia, and Turkey. There you go. A good spread of the world. The map is lighting up. We're making waves. And I think people are finding that, yeah, their heads are wrecked and they can tell us about it and they're enjoying our head wrecking stories. So that's good.
And if you're listening in any of those countries, pop us a DM. head_wrecked, and tell us where in your respective country you're listening to, and we'll reply whether we like your country or not.
we probably won't. I'm sure we'll miss it. So I'm going to kick off with a DM that we got today, and he did not.
What does DM stand for, Jonathan?
Direct messaging, isn't it? No, direct message. It is, yeah. DM, direct message. I'm sure it is.
It is.
Unlike S&M. Some person I used to work with, he will remain nameless as Tony. He thought that when someone said LOL in the chat, that they were saying lots of love. And he always wondered why people were saying LOL after funny stories. They were going lots of love. So he was ending off messages with lots of love, thinking it was lots of love. There you go. So now it's a learning day. Every day is a learning day.
Love.
So our very good friend and listener, Daniel Ivers. So he's a very big fan of the show, according to me. Well, you've probably seen him on our socials because he likes a lot of our stuff and he's a very avid listener. So he didn't go well, the lads. So this is directly to me, Alan. So sorry. So
fuck you, Daniel.
Yeah, fuck you, Daniel. There's two of us in it. Jeez. So, well, John, hope all is well.
It's even worse. Just say, hey, John.
he didn't ask how you were.
Daniel, you dick.
How head-wrecking for you. Okay, so cups of tea. You're okay with cups of tea?
No, right. See where this is going.
Okay. Well, there's a couple of points in this. So you're going to have issues with a couple of points.
I think I've only had one cup of tea this year, by the way. I think I've only had one cup of tea so far this year.
I think probably only the same. I'm just a coffee drinker now. The debate around how many cups of tea should be made is ridiculous. Milk in first or after?
Oh, never milk first unless you're a psychopath.
Never. No, milk doesn't go in first. I don't care. We're Ireland, right? So
I'm going to add to this, though. Just as a sidebar to this, going, what about cereal? Milk first and then the cereal?
Never.
I know lots of people do it.
Why? It doesn't make sense, because then you don't know if you are at the right ratio of milk to cereal. Like, I put in a ton of cereal because I know 100%. That's the cereal, how much I want. And then I add the milk and I go, right, I have the adequate amount of cereal.
About 90% coverage. Yeah.
But if you're just putting in milk, how do you know when to stop? Put the cereal in, it's going to be covered. Absolutely. No, absolute psychos.
It's like wiping first and then going for a shit.
Alan has hit the record again. Every podcast we talk about shit. Okay, right. Yeah. So that's it. That's we're done. Okay, so right.
Anyway,
first
so
of
tea,
all, milk, yeah. Milk yeah. In first wrap. So milk, no.
No.
Milk last. Where, yes. What, milk after sugar? Well, anyway, you put the water
milk
in.
Milk after the tea bag. No, we go, yeah, we go water. Tea bag. Tea bag, water. Then I would probably, then sugar milk. I don't take sugar, but yeah,
okay.
I don't know about that.
Okay, so geez, yeah. You're really opening a can of worms here, Daniel. Right, so do you pour the milk? And he doesn't have that here, but I just thought of it there. Do you pour the milk in while the tea bag is in the cup? Because that's
no,
a thing
absolutely
now.
not.
No,
No, no,
I know.
no,
It's
no.
just rotten looking. It looks like vomit in the bag. It's not. You take.
It looks like cheap cup of soup soup. Nothing wrong with cup of soup soup, except it's disgusting. So, yeah.
Yeah, and then of course there's the debate over how long you leave the tea bag in. It depends on your
Good
flavors
squeeze.
there. Yeah, but you do get it. So then talking about the squeeze, how many stirs? Yeah, the stirs
I don't
doesn't bother me
stir.
so much because what I do when I'm squeezing out the tea bag and I pour in the milk, it kind of has momentum and it mixes with the milk anyway. So do you squeeze the tea
Centrifugal
bag or don't?
forces.
Squeeze the tea bag or don't squeeze the tea bag? You do. You squeeze the
Squeeze
tea
the tea
bag,
bag. That's
right?
how you
So
get the
there's so
flavor out of
many
it.
levels to this message,
No,
and
there's
I'm
not. There's
still
only
only halfway
one
through.
right way.
Right. No, but
Tea
there's so
bag,
many optional
milk,
levels, but there's one
squeeze,
right way.
depending on whatever milk you want, and then sugar at the end. That's it. Done. Daniel, fuck off. You didn't say hello, Jack.
Well, he
So,
is saying each to their own, right?
No.
But
Each their
before
own.
he.
Hello, John. Hello,
No,
everybody. That's each
actually,
their
yeah,
own.
no, you're right there. It's not each to their own because anyone who puts the milk in with the tea bag or doesn't squeeze the tea bag is banana. So, what do you do with the tea bags? Do you throw it straight in the bin or do you put it on the draining board of your sink and let it go dry and crusty overnight, like everyone? Or do you
See,
just, or do you throw it straight into the bin and then the beans start steaming and leaking out the bottom?
Jesus. Okay. So the only time you ever leave something on the side of your sink is normally if you put a knife there. Can you go, am I going to make another sandwich or not? So
Oh,
going to have it
yeah.
ballot hanging
Women
balanced
don't get that. Women don't understand that. No.
like a tea bag at the side. No, it's straight in the bin.
No.
Straight in the
Yeah,
bin.
straight in the bin.
Or sometimes if you have another like a creme brulee dish. Might have one, you'd show like three or four in that, and you have a separate bowl, shall we say.
Well, here's another question for you then, right? That you just so if you're putting a sliced pan, you know, like a loaf when you buy a fancy loaf of bread,
The bag
do
of
you
bread, we
wash
mentioned this before.
the bag of bread? Do you well, it's not already sliced, so do you wash that?
Oh,
No,
the
no,
bread.
yeah, you'll wipe it with the tea
What?
towel or in your t-shirt
The
and put it back in the
bread.
press, don't you? No, that's not the bread, no,
Yeah. Oh,
the
so what do you
knife.
wash the
No,
bread
the
for?
knife. So the knife is technically not dirty, it's just cut the bread. You don't clean that knife then, no.
I know. I still have a dishwasher, so I'm like, and it goes
But
anyway.
it's not dirty because it's like
Yeah,
dry
but
bread.
dishwasher's going on anyway. Do you know what I mean? So what's an extra knife? That's logical. But yeah, I can get why somebody might,
And
as you said, wipe over a t-shirt
quote of the week goes to
or
Alan.
your
Sure,
leg.
what's an extra knife?
What's
That's
an
it.
extra knife?
Well,
Yeah.
it's a saying for life. What's an extra life? So the last bit that Daniel is saying is it's as pretentious a conversation as how Guinness should be poured slash drank. Now, Dalian, I'm taking an
Dalian,
issue with that.
Daniel.
Daniel, Daniel.
Dalian.
Dalian, I'll
Dalian.
call him what I like. I'm taking an issue with that because there are specific ways that Guinness should be poured and specific ways it should be drank. So it should be poured properly and it should be drank in hefty quantities. That's about it,
Absolutely.
really.
Split the G and then kind of three or four maybe
Split.
of a
Do
guff.
you know what? I worked in pubs for years and I only heard that term split the G about 2 weeks ago on Today FM. I'd never even heard it before.
That's
Split
because
the
you were
G.
looking. That's because you spent so many years finding looking for the G spot. Yes.
Oh my God, splitting it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Split them
Jesus
with a
Christ.
bit of head in me,
Never
Guinness, what?
found it. Never found it. There you go. So yeah, that was good, Daniel. Thank you for that. And
No, fuck you, Daniel.
yeah,
My
but
name's Alan.
oh well, and we didn't even get into the whole Lyons Barry's debate because to be honest, I would not know the difference. I wouldn't. Not at
Little
all.
or
Not at all.
Aldi
Yeah,
Tesco tea bags or
I wouldn't know
whatever.
the difference. No offense to Lyons or Barry's or Lidl or Aldi or Tesco or whoever. Dunnes, they even have their own. I would
But
not
if you're
know the
listening,
difference.
send us in bags of them and we can try it out. We can become tea connoisseurs.
Yes, that's right. And I said I was going to try Yellow Belly beer, not sponsored. In the last one, I did not get a chance to because it's been a crazy week. And my evenings have been totally consumed and I haven't had a drink. So I will try it this weekend. So, Yellow Belly beer, if you're listening, which you're
Yelly
probably
Belly.
not, Yellow Belly, not sponsored. I will be trying your alcoholic beverages over the weekend and reviewing said in the next podcast, not sponsored.
And I am at a wedding this weekend, so they might have it there.
Oh, are you in a wedding in Wexford that I don't
No,
know
but
about?
no.
Okay, right.
No.
Okay. Well, they might. Yeah.
Yeah, they might.
Okay. So, okay, you're heading to a wedding. Right. Well, thanks for the invite. And now I know how you felt when Daniel didn't mention you in the message there. You're just getting your own back, weren't you?
Here, listen, we've mentioned about our communal friend. That sounds really weird. Myself and John have, who
Communal
never
friend.
invited.
I love that. Well, James, we're talking about you. James,
Yeah.
we're going to have to get him on one of these days. We're going to
We
have to,
will.
right? A
We will.
communal friend. I love it. That's
But only
great.
problem is there's no subtitles on your
He's
audio
going to kill us when
supplier.
he hears this.
Yeah, he'd invite me to his wedding, the prick. But anyway, we'll move on.
Right. So, well, you can bring that up when we get him on the show. So, Alan,
I have a list.
On. Oh, jeez. Right. Go on.
So I'm going to start with one that was most, not the one that was most recent, but one that's very common ever. Places that are still blaming COVID for their shitty service.
Right.
Yeah. You probably have. It's like,
I don't
you
know
go into the website
across.
Or an email going, please note, due to COVID, our turnaround times may be slower. It's like, fuck off.
You mean like they haven't updated their whatever website or whatever? It's like, come on, that was 2 years ago?
Yeah, but just,
2 years
but
ago?
You're still blaming COVID. Yeah, exactly. Going, please note, due to COVID, you know, it might take an hour longer. Just fucking hire the people again.
But is there a chance? I do. That is head-wrecking, absolutely. But is there a chance that some places are still just so bogged down in paperwork because they're understaffed that they are actually behind
hire
from
people.
COVID?
Right? Hire people.
Okay.
Fucking hire people.
You really are on it tonight, aren't you?
I'm like, just fucking hire more. Places don't hire enough people. They're like, oh, there's someone calling sick. And they're like, that's your fucking problem, not my problem. It's like, I don't give a shit. But like the thing with the COVID thing that really gets me as well is you'll see it regularly is they still have to keep 2 meter posters on the walls and stuff. You're like, you're going
to take
it down, you lazy
and
fuck.
Wash your hands to stop the spread of COVID. And
wash your hands anyway, never mind COVID.
Yeah.
Just wash your hands in general.
Yeah, no, and
like,
and
I'm like, I'm thinking
well, actually,
going is
the screens as well. Only recently, a few shops in town here have taken the screens down. You know the way the screens were all around, like which I got at the time, but they're so annoying, especially when you're buying giant bottles of water and stuff.
And doesn't fit through the oak.
Absolutely, yeah. And they've only started coming down recently, which it actually feels weird now that they're gone.
Yeah, but did you ever feel like just sticking your dick through the little slot at the bottom of it?
Not once.
Was that just me?
Absolutely not once. No. No, that was literally just you. And that's why they've taken them all down.
Yeah. I kept getting stuck.
Okay, so what else is on your list? Right. So COVID, long, so would you call that long COVID issues? You know, people
have
long COVID?
Fucking lazy COVID.
Okay, lazy COVID issues. Okay.
I haven't bothered taking down the poster yet, the one that's in the window and the big stickers on the ground. Because I think people bought permanent stickers on the
two
ground.
2 meters apart. Yeah. Which they never looked 2 meters apart, those stickers to me.
No,
as well.
Didn't.
Like
I
two,
think 1.5 meters.
They say a meter is like what when your arms are stretched
3 foot.
Out, isn't it?
No. Well, you look at Stretch Armstrong. Like,
you know, well, he's not real.
Or
real people.
I need to be really careful what I'm about to say here now is. Small guy from Lord of the Rings. What's his name?
I don't remember. DM was who the small guy from Lord
no,
of the Rings.
No, do you know
is.
The guy I'm talking about? He was in Elf as well.
Oh, yes. Sorry.
Not Kendrick Lamar, but it's something like that. I know.
No, let's not Google it. Let's not Google it. It's in there somewhere. It'll come
people
to
are
us
screaming
right
at us now.
I know.
Look, in their Turkish accents.
And he's done a lot of stuff with Ricky Gervais and Warwick Davis.
That
yes.
wasn't who I was thinking of. The other guy.
What's I don't know the other one.
The guy who was in Lord of the Rings. Warwick Davis was in Star Wars, I think.
I don't know. I haven't seen Lord of the Rings since it came out. I know.
I never saw Lord of the Rings, so there we go.
Really?
Or Harry Potter.
Wow. Okay.
Or
right.
Game of Thrones.
Wow. Okay. I didn't finish Game of Thrones, actually. But I have seen a lot of... Yeah. Well, okay. Well,
so
that's ringing my head.
Thing.
Now, tell me, what's
the
next thing?
Next thing. His name is going to just randomly pop into into our head. So another thing that really, really annoys me, right? And this is a public transport one. I got the bus for the first time this year, I think, this week. And this is specifically for the bus. But it probably applies to everyone. People who don't change seats in a bus when there's another free seat. So they're sitting beside you. The seat in front of you then empties and they stay sitting beside you. Should they move to that empty seat now?
Yes. Part of me thinks they're absolutely crazy and psycho if they don't. But at the same time, I've been in the situation where
I don't think they're a smelly bastard. That's the reason why you don't want to move.
Yeah, that's one. And I've also where I just don't think of it and then realize and go, oh, sure, I'm here now. And then there's an embarrassment element as well. So you don't want, somehow it feels rude. And then if you do move into the seat in front, do you sit in front of where you are sitting or in front of the person? Because that's like just sitting dead in front of someone in the cinema. That's just rude.
But for me, it's like going, I'm now at the window seat. That's a much more comfortable seat, the window seat, because you can go, I have another half hour left in the bus. I can just close my eyes.
Yeah, and you
going,
can scratch your name into the wall when your keys, that kind of thing.
Plug your phone into the USB thing that turns 1% over 6 hours. But rather than going, is the person going to get up beside me or not? What's going to happen? And you're always constantly on edge then a little bit. So yeah,
Yeah.
that
No,
annoys
I know
me
what
because
you
it
mean.
happened.
Yeah.
Because I was upstairs in the bus, and there was about four people upstairs in the bus, right? And two of those people were on the same seat. One of them was me. So 90% of the rows were empty. Still somebody sitting beside me. And like, just move. The rest of the bus is free. Fucking move.
What, and would you say it to anybody to move?
No,
But like,
because.
does it matter? So this is the thing. This is the
Yeah.
thing with buses that always got to me is when you get on a bus, if it's jam-packed, you will just sit fucking wherever, whatever seat is
Oh,
free. You'll
yeah.
just jump straight in. But
But
the
you calculate.
selective process
Yes.
when it's half empty, it's so funny. We're as a creature, we're just so weird the way we look, we weigh up each different seat. It's like you're all going the one way. Just fucking sit down. It doesn't
Yeah.
matter. So if
Like,
someone does want
yeah.
to sit next to you and the bus is empty,
I cough all the
why
time. You don't
not?
sit beside me.
Yeah, put your leg
But
up on the
again, when you're
seat.
getting on the bus, you're walking along going, if there's an attractive lady, you can't go, I can't sit beside her because I'm going to feel like a pervert. So you have to go for the,
No, nobody feels that,
for
just you, Alan, because you probably sit right beside her, just staring her in the face for the entire journey. That's why you feel like a pervert.
on her way to Aldi going, here's this guy who sticks his dick to the screen again.
Yeah.
I knew I recognized him from somewhere.
Oh,
But
that's
then,
funny.
but you have to go, going, that person is a larger person, so there's not gonna be enough room beside them. This person looks smelly. This person looks like they're gonna start talking to me. And then to add to this,
Yeah.
we've mentioned this before, the people who then are on having full video calls on their phones or watching Instagram videos with
Really? See, I
headphones. But
don't
anyway,
really do public transport anymore. I
neither do I,
couldn't.
but I
I
got it
mean, if
for
you have earphones on,
logical.
fine, but they don't have earphones on, I'm sure. Yeah, that's an issue. I don't like that.
So I have another one.
Right, go
I have
on.
lots. I have lots of ones. This is a very topical one. Is curtains that aren't dark enough to keep the light out in the mornings.
Right. That's very
Very
specific.
specific.
You
So I
have, we have discovered over weeks and weeks and various different podcasts, you have so many issues with that house that you live in. You need to move, Alan.
no. I put these curtains up because when I moved in, there were no curtains. They were just blinds, and the blinds, I might as well put fucking cling film on the window or Saran wrap. So I bought blackout blinds, which are fine, but it's a bit of
Yeah.
a gap around them. But I've stayed in other people's houses where, at like 4 a.m., you hear the birds whistling outside. You may as well just be on a runway. How bright the sunshine's coming in, and
Yeah.
I need dark room. I need a dark room to sleep. I'm such a terrible sleeper. Any
Okay.
form of light, my brain's like, hey, it's morning. Get up. I'm like, shut the fuck up, brain. It's
Oh,
not.
I'm the
And it's
exact
like,
opposite. Yeah, okay.
really? Are you? No, yeah, I
Yeah.
need darkness,
No,
my old
I
friend.
don't mind at all. But like, if it is not as dark as I need it to be, I just put the duvet over my head. You need to get yourself one
But
of
then it
those
gets too
little,
hot.
the little
It
things,
gets too
the
hot.
little what you
I
call
have
it, to put
them.
over your eyes.
I
The,
have
oh
them.
my God, what's it got? The eye mask, is it, or whatever they're called?
The
You
eye
have
mask,
one.
yeah.
Yeah.
Blindfold.
A blindfold. Yeah, get a blindfold.
And then people walk in going, why are you handcuffed to the bed, Alan? I'm like,
I
no.
don't know.
I
Why you
go,
got
yeah, this is Harvey Norman, you need to leave. I'm lying on
it?
the bed store or whatever it's called.
For our non-European listeners and
Or
our
Australian.
no, well, the Australian, it's from Harvey
Yeah.
Norman is a department store that sells
Go, Harvey,
furniture
go.
and house stuff. It's not literally a person. Well, I'm sure it is a person, but it's not a person that Alan's talking about, unless he is
As far as I
talking
know, the
about a
two
person that he
surnames. I
knows
think it might be
called.
two surnames, as far as I know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I
Oh,
remember I Googled this before a long time ago, and I can't remember.
there you go. I never knew. I never knew.
Yeah.
We got a comment on Spotify, Alan,
Ooh.
from
Ooh.
Eno IRL. So it's a
Is
comment.
it IRL for Ireland or in real life? I wonder.
That's what I should have asked him. I should have replied back. So Eno messaged us through, which some of you may not know. If you listen to us on Spotify, you can tell us when you press
How
play on
shit we
any
are.
episode, you can tell us how shit we are. No, you can rate us with stars, but you can also, on any episode that you're listening to, tell us what's wrecking your head. There's a little pop-up Q&A there, and you can write in the answer, and we get to see it. And we have one from Eno, and he was listening to the one where we were talking about gig ticket prices, and he 100% agrees that they're beckin' ridiculous. And he also says he hates when words like webinar are used to shorten words, which is web seminar. Yes, I think that's right. When do we become so lazy that we needed to shorten syllables? So I'm kind of stuck on the last bit. When we needed to shorten syllables, it
I think it
shortened
was when
two words.
texts, when SMS came out, we had to shorten words because to get them into 160 characters.
Oh yes, and Twitter and that kind of thing.
Lol.
But I like get this, Alan. I like a portmanteau. I like, which is
That like a camel toe, but like on a boat?
Yeah, a sailor's. It's when a sailor wears tight trousers. It's a portmanteau. No, a
What's it?
portmanteau is when two words are put together to create a word.
Is that not
Like,
called a sentence?
no, there are two words that are put together to create one word, like webinar.
Slapstick.
Slapstick? No. When two words are shortened, they're kind of halved and put together to create
Oh,
a
sorry.
word.
Okay.
Like, and for the life of me, I can't think of one now apart from webinar. That's obviously there. Or oh my God, everyone's. If you can think of one,
Podcast?
DM us. Pod,
I don't
no,
know.
well, pod, oh
No.
what podcast is that, a portmanteau? Oh my God, I actually feel ridiculous. I need to
Laptop? PC? I don't know.
Oh, here it showed up. The very first, I googled portmanteau. Podcast is a portmanteau made up of a word coined from the combination of the words iPod and broadcast, because it was started by Apple. Podcast, iPod, and broadcast. There you go. So that's a portmanteau. There you
There
go.
you go. There
So
you go.
Eno IRL doesn't like portmanteaus. So really want to know what IRL stands for, because you could kind of argue that's one, couldn't you, in a
It,
way?
it,
So
it's
there
either
you
short for
go.
Ireland,
So
in
you've
real
messed
life,
yourself. Yeah.
or I recommend LASIK.
Ladies. I was going for ladies, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
In indigenous revealing lycra.
No, that. Yeah. He
That's
might be a.
IRL.
He, I. He look. I'd say he's a mammal.
Well,
He's
it could be
mid-aged.
Yano instead of
Mid-aged.
Eno.
No. Well, it could be Lano. Yeah.
You
I don't
know,
know.
Yano with a J,
Anyway.
like a Yano.
No, but it's just the long
I,
letter,
yeah, and I is
capital
pronounced
I.
as a J in some countries.
Yeah. That is true. Yeah. Anyway, go on. Give us another one, Al. Tell us something else.
Creaky beds. Creaky beds.
Okay, so dare I need to ask, why is your bed so creaky, Alan? Is
No,
it
so my bed isn't creaky. Because I've put about 400 spare socks behind the bed to stop it from moving, right? Because it just, the headboard bangs and you sit on the bed. I want to be very clear about this because I'm kind of conscious how it sounds. You look at the bed, the
wait,
headboard
hold on.
bangs.
It doesn't matter how it sounds. We've talked about everything. We literally talked about you wanking in a shopping center earlier. So it doesn't matter if you're talking
No,
about you
I
having
never once
sex.
said I wanked in the shopping center. I said
Well,
I
what
stuck
did you
my
say?
dick to the screen.
Okay. Well, you
Big difference between the
know,
two of them.
is there a big difference, Alan? Is there?
There
Okay.
is.
So you didn't wank in a supermarket.
Well, I have, but not part of the story earlier.
Right. So creaky beds. Yeah, no, I do know what you mean, because
And
ours
any form
creaks a
of
bit when you sit
movement.
down or move. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's
And always in hotels. A lot of times in a hotel, and you're like, for God's sake, why is this like creaky? Like, well, I probably know why, because people have been lamping each other out of it for years on that bed. That's fucking
For our
Tosh
non-Irish
Briste.
listeners,
Yeah,
lamping each
Tosh
other out of
Briste.
it
It
means
is broken.
banging heavily.
Yeah. Yeah. Intercourse with excessive force, shall we say.
Oh, intercourse with I like the way that's good alliteration there. I like the way that right.
Portmanteau
Intercourse with
is
ex
interforce. Interforce.
yeah. Intercourse probably is a portmanteau of something. I'm sure it is.
Intersexual
It has to be.
course.
It has to be. Yeah, creaky beds are so annoying now. I don't like them. We had a voice message from James, which I can't seem to get to play through the system. But he had 2 points. He's on holidays. One was Irish jerseys, and two was
Oh yeah.
sweaty hairy backs. But
Well, you can't really do anything but a sweaty hairy back.
we all have
You
sweaty
kind of
hairy backs,
can't.
right? We all do. Yes,
I
we
really
do,
don't
John.
really
I
sweat.
have one too, says
I
Alan.
don't massively sweat. It's really weird. I'm not a
You don't
sweater at
sweat,
all. Not
not even
really.
under your pits, like.
Ever so slight dampness, but it's severe. It's severe. But no, I typically don't. You
Really?
know.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay. Lucky you.
It's all my
Okay.
blocked pores. Probably
Yeah.
what they
I
can't come out
don't
of huge
sweat, but
amount of
I have
pressure.
the best, biggest blackheads in all of my pores
They
all
just
over my
pop
body.
out like Vesuvius.
And
Yeah, the jerseys,
jerseys.
I get it. I get it. You're walking
I
down somewhere
haven't
and there's a
really
guy
come
in a Mayo
across
jersey.
that, though.
Have you not? You see it all
No,
the time.
no.
The
But then
big
I said
JAA
last time
head
I'm
in
not a
them.
jersey head, so maybe I block it out.
No. Maybe because you're from Wexford.
Yeah,
So
maybe,
everyone down there just wears them. The
but
Reddings and
I
everything.
don't understand people wearing them to everything, especially on holidays. Is it just maybe, do you know what? Maybe it's rampant in places and holidays where lads are single and they want, maybe it's a conversation piece, or they might go, "Oh, you're Irish," you know, to another girl or another guy, whatever their
Yeah,
preference
maybe it's
is.
to differentiate themselves away from English, maybe, because a lot of people don't like being called English on holidays. Especially like places like Spain or Canaries or stuff like that. So maybe that's why they wear the jersey to be the big
We
GAA
just
head in them.
lost all of our English listeners
I
in
never
one fell
said,
swoop.
no, I never said that. I was not derogative at all.
Derogative. Jerseys, no, put them away. And if you're going on holidays and you do have a really, really, really hairy back, do you know it's not that big an issue. If you're going to a hot
No,
country, we're all
no.
sweating. Don't worry about it.
That's what I'm saying.
So,
They can't do
James,
anything about it. It's not
stop
like you
giving
grew
out
the
about
hair
sweaty
purposely for
backs, but
holiday.
you're right about the jerseys. Thank you.
Unless he's complaining about him having a hairy, sweaty back and erects his head because his back gets hairy and sweaty.
And the hair is coming through the jersey.
Oh, Jesus. It's like wearing a reverse fleece.
Oh yeah. Right, Alan, come on, give us another one. You said you'd be mad list. Go on.
So, random taxi fees. So I get taxis every now and again. Right.
You
So
have so many transport woes. So many every
I'm a
week.
man of leisure and a man of
Clearly
pleasure and a
not,
man
because
of
it doesn't
ease.
seem like you're enjoying any of these leisurely travels.
No, it's the effort of them. So you get in a taxi, and it's like, oh, well, it's only like 48 euros before you even set off because he's
Before the
charged
engine
like,
even moves.
he's charged you 20 euros because you're sitting in the car. He's like, oh, if you stand, it'll be cheaper.
Yeah.
And he
And if you
charged you
have a
another,
bag in the boot,
yeah.
yeah,
And if it's
you
after
pay for that.
8 p.m., it's more expensive.
Yeah, I don't understand any of that. And I've never taken an Uber, so I've no idea. I've no basis of comparison from that. But I know, don't they put the prices up when it's busy period as well? Or.
So this is the real annoyance. So if you book from a well-known taxi company, I'm not going to mention their name, but
Don't worry, he'll say it eventually when he's given
all I'm just going to say is
out.
that it's the opposite to paying for something and the opposite to later.
Oh,
Free
very
now.
good. We're
So
free.
there we go. There you go.
I told you we'd get it out
Yeah,
of
free now. Yeah.
him.
So you have to book in the app, but then they charge you an app
Oh,
booking fee, a
you can't
technology
hail a
fee.
free now taxi.
But then that's a normal taxi then. But if you want to book a taxi, you have to use their app. Do you know the way? And they charge you a technology fee from anywhere from 1 euro up to 4 euros 50. It's like, why?
What
What's
did
the
you say?
technology
Did you
fee?
say a technology fee?
It's
It
a
actually says
technology
that on
fee.
the fee.
So they have like a pre, and then it's a pickup fee of
I'm
like 2 euros,
baffled by that.
technology fee of up to like 4 euros. So you're like 12 euros by the time you get into the taxi in some cases.
I
Now,
just wouldn't. I'd walk.
that is probably a bit more of an exaggeration. It's probably closer to 8 or 9 euros.
Yeah, but that's still a lot just for
Oh,
before you even
yeah.
move. And then, I mean, how much is it per kilometer? It's a euro at
No, it's
least,
like
is it?
a
Or is
kidney
it?
or something. I don't know what it is.
How many kidneys?
A
Yeah, how is
kidney.
it going? Oh, we're doing dope accent again. How's it going? How many kidneys to get to Blanche?
No, just to clarify, normally I do the dub accent. What John did there was
No.
clearly
Okay, sorry.
nondescript
Okay.
accent.
Thanks, Alan. Well, speaking of dubs, we called it in the last podcast, didn't we? About the Dublin portal being shut down
Oh, 100%.
and
Did we
changed.
mention
Oh,
Dublin Portal? Did we?
yeah. I'm pretty sure it was the last one we were talking about. Absolutely. How I'm baffled that they've spent a stupid amount of money on it. And it's literally just like two
We did
giant
talk about
iPods
it.
on the different side of the world. But
And
it's been
then
cut down and
OnlyFans.
changed. And
Flash your tits. You flash your tits.
yes, people are doing
Somebody put up the
all
September
sorts.
11th photo. Now, I'm not going to lie. I did laugh a little bit at that when I saw it. I get the
But
upset
it
at
was
it.
from both sides, though. Like it
Yeah,
was
absolutely.
America and Ireland, you know.
Yeah, when I saw it, I was like, Jesus. I'm like, that's kind of like, I did laugh at it, but again, it's a
But
terrible thing to have done,
you
but it's both
put
sides.
an uncensored webcam in
Totally.
front of people on the street for free. What do you think is going to happen? That's like putting children in a room full of sweets and telling them not to eat it. I think actually we even used that in the last one, but it is, isn't it? You know, don't eat the sweets, lads. No, they're going to eat the sweets.
There are other children available, not sponsored by Children's with Sweets.
Not sponsored, yeah. Not sponsored by Dublin Portal.
Shut down now for a little while anyway. I think it's gonna be for a couple of days at least.
Because they need to make some adjustments. Yeah. So there you go. We called it on that one.
Another thing that's annoys me a lot is burnt food at the bottom of pans and pots.
Again, you with your apartment living woes.
No, it's just like, well, so I think I may have mentioned this briefly before, but basically going, you're cooking something and you're going, it's grand. You leave the room, you come back in 5 minutes later, the thing's burnt to a crisp.
Yeah.
The bottom of the pot is like, it's like hieroglyphics you'd expect to find in like a pyramid.
But do you not just soak that? So usually what I do in that instance is sometimes the hob is already hot, so put some water in it and just leave it kind of simmering on, and it kind of cooks out. Or
I've tried that before. Not all the time though, because then you put it in your sink with a little bit of water, and normally then you throw your knife you mentioned earlier or a spoon
and
from the
your
tea
tea
into it.
bags.
Yeah, and then you throw on the tap, and then the water hits the spoon. The water goes everywhere like a fountain, all over the kitchen, all over you. Your socks are soaked, and I hate having a wet sock. That sounds really weird.
Danny
Yeah,
Glover.
Danny Glover.
If you don't know what we're talking about there, go a couple of podcasts back to one. I can't remember the full title, but it was Lubricated Love Socks. And you'll hear all about our wonderful creation called Danny Glover.
But yeah, burnt pots just annoy me because, again, I try the thing that you've said, but then it never really washes
I
properly
bet you
ever
just throw
again.
them in the bin, don't you? You
No,
just throw them in the bin.
I just get takeaways instead.
Yes, of course.
I'm like, fuck
Sorry.
this.
Yeah. And you just have to go to your freezer for that with all of your frozen curries, frozen curry sauce. Yes. God, we're learning so much about each other in ways we never knew was possible, haven't we? We've learned a
I feel
lot.
like this is more lopsided, which is another portmanteau, lopsided.
Is it?
I'm sure it is. It probably means
Well,
like
I don't think it is. I think you're wrong.
lopsided, LOP-sided, LOB-sided.
Lob. I always say lob.
I think it's
L-O-B.
lopsided.
Is
Like a
it?
lop-eared rabbit is a lop-eared because they're slightly uneven.
I've never heard of a lop-eared rabbit.
I mean, yeah,
No,
lop-eared
never heard of
rabbit.
that. Hmm.
Because their
There
ears are
you go.
loppy.
Again, it's another learning episode. If you have learned anything in this episode, please do not use it because it is probably wrong.
Yeah, don't Google any of this
Never
stuff.
use this for educational purposes. We're still in awe. I think I certainly am that people are listening to us, and I'm really happy about it. And we're going to keep doing this if you keep listening. So tough shit to all of you who don't want us to continue. We're here to stay, it seems.
Make sure you're subscribed to us. If you are subscribed, difficult word to say. Every time you post, sorry, let me rephrase this. Every time John posts these, because he posts them, not me, you'll be notified of the new episode.
You will.
And it looks
And
good for us as well.
well, Alan, you have been brilliant as always, and filling me with your household woes as always. I really think you need to move and really
Soon,
consider your life
soon.
choices, certainly your sexual choices and
What
what
do you mean, like
you.
going to Aldi, wearing a blindfold and Harvey Norman?
Yeah, things like
This is
that.
all on
Yeah.
the same day. These are all happening on the same day, by the
I
way, just to
know, and all in the
clarify.
same podcast as well, which is very, which, you
And these
know.
are things that racked my head in the last week, just to clarify as well, since our last one. So that's been an important, that's why the Dublin portal was shut down, because I was there showing my
I will
titties.
not go to sleep. But thank you so much, everybody, for listening. And thank you, Alan, for being here as usual
Thank you,
and
everybody.
sticking it out because you're great and I'm really enjoying it. And
Head
everyone is
underscore
too.
rect on the
Head
socials.
underscore rect and DM us voice messages. Do whatever. We'll try and sort some way of getting all those voice messages through our system. But until then, we'll read them out. And thank you. When we do, genuinely love the correspondence. So thank you so much. And thank you for listening. And welcome new listeners from all around the world.
Thank you. Slán.
Bye. See you soon. Bye. I can't press the end meeting.